All right, our time is going by quickly. 1 John 2 and 28. Stand with me again, please, if you would, please. 1 John 2 and 28, just one verse, and we'll read together here about an abiding. Amen. Thank God that we can abide. The blessings of the Lord abide. Our time goes by so quickly. Here we are in this morning, the 19th day of the new year, and the old year is past. It didn't abide. It goes by. But I'm thankful our Lord abides. Amen. 1 John 2 and 28, read with me, please. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Thank the Lord. Notice that reminder twice there, when he shall appear and at his coming. That's what we're looking forward to. And oh, I'd love for it to happen this year. Praise God. And we say that every year, and I've heard it for many, many years, as have you. But thank God, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. Amen. We're believing the Lord together. Thank God. You may be seated. Now, to abide is not something unusual or uncommon or supernatural. It's just a very simple thing. You come to the house of the Lord at 10 o'clock or a little bit before, and you spend time in prayer, and you abide here in the church, in the house of God. And you've been here over 2 hours already, some of you. And we abide here in the house of God. You have a place where you live, a place you call home, and sometimes that's called your abode. And that's nothing unusual. Thank God we all have a place to live and all a place to stay. Some of them are larger than others. Some are smaller than others. Some have a great deal of convenience, and some have the basics. But thank the Lord for our abode. Amen. And the Lord blesses us in that, and we're comfortable. And it's okay to be comfortable and not conceited, but comfortable in your abode. Praise God. There's conveniences there, and we thank the Lord for those, and we want to use those conveniences and those comforts so that we can keep our commitments. Amen. We woke up yesterday morning and realized something's not working. And I went and looked at the thermometer that we have. We got one of those that reads inside and one that reads outside. And thank the Lord, there was still a pretty good difference, but they were closing together. And our furnace was out. And it only got 63 degrees. I went out and tried to change the thermocouple and called the plumber. And Wade tried to talk me through it. And the more he talked and the more I answered, the more he realized, I better come over there. So I went in and told my wife, time for a hot breakfast. So got the stove going, got the toaster going, got the coffee pot going, and it raised the temperature a half a degree. But I'm glad for my abode. Amen. And thankful that Wade came on the weekend and got the furnace going again. And it took the rest of the day to get the temperature up, but praise God, it happened. And thank the Lord for those conveniences. Now, it's good that we have share groups. And it's good that you open your home to bring others in so that we can have that time of sharing, that time of fellowship, that time of that testify, that time to let others know there's good things that God is doing. Praise God. Amen. It's not so that we could be conceited and puffed up about our place. No, it's we use that for the things of God. Praise the Lord. And I'm glad that that can be what we decide to do, because we pass the time in our abode. And it's good to realize that abode is going to pass away. So we're not driving our tent stakes down too far here, as it were. Amen. We're moving on because there's a better place. Jacob at Bethel for the first time. He looked at me there because he thought I was going to call on him. Stand up, Jacob. Jacob at Bethel for the first time. He's running from his brother, not David, but Esau. And he recognizes this is an isolated place. This is a desert place. What'd you lay your head on last night when you slept? Yeah, what was your head on? A pillow. Good. Sit down. Good. Jacob in Genesis 28 at the place we know as Bethel, he called it Bethel, laid his head on a stone. He was lonely. He was uncomfortable. He was isolated. But God showed up. Amen. Thank the Lord. God can show up when we perhaps don't even expect it. When we think that the circumstances are not fitting or the situation does not allow. I'm glad God does not require a certain circumstance. Thank God for these beautiful pews and this wonderful building and all the work that you did to make it look so nice and so good. Don't be ashamed to invite somebody to the house of the Lord at Sterling Pentecostal Church. Amen. This is very comfortable, very nice. Something that we can present with a lot of spiritual pride, if we can use that phrase. Amen. And thank God that the Lord does not require comfortable pews and nice sounding equipment and excellent PA that Sister Bartlett and all the others work so hard to make sure it's working very well. Thank God for our singers, our musicians, and all that can be presented so nicely. Amen. It's good. Invite somebody to the house of the Lord and let them know there's good things going on and what God is able to do. But God showed up in a situation that Jacob perhaps, well, he acknowledges it. God was in this place and I didn't even know it. This is the house of God, he declared. Praise the Lord. And I'm thankful that God was there to provide promises for Jacob. And Jacob responded with promises as well. And he recognized, this is none other than the house of God. Praise the Lord. I'm thankful the Lord can meet with us anywhere. I'm glad we can come together and meet with one another. I'm glad we can have fellowship. I'm thankful we can encourage one another in the things of God. But oh, I'm thankful the Lord can show up at any time, at any place, in the hospital room. Amen. Out on the field, out on a fishing boat. Praise God. Anywhere he can be there. In the emergency room, I'm thankful the Lord can be there to minister in a special way. Now, Jesus did show up in the temple. He did. He was 12 years old, and he was there. Well, actually, before that, he's only a few days old, and his mom and dad brought him to the temple. But we recognize the scripture also records how he was there when he was 12 years old. He came again, and he cast out the money changers and told them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer. And he's quoting from Isaiah 56 and 7, where house of prayer is mentioned at least twice. I'm thankful we can be faithful to the house of God and make sure that God is in our house. It's good that we come to the house of God, but I want to be sure that the Lord is welcome in my house as well. I want to make sure that the activities that are going on in our house are going to exalt the Lord. I want to make sure the things that are going on in our house are going to say, God, I want you here. God, I want you to be in this place. God, I want you to be here. Thank God we can be comfortable in the house of God. But oh, I want the Spirit of God to be in my house and be comfortable there. Praise God. Brother Abernathy tells about growing up in we used to call it home missions, called North American missions now, but talking about small churches and how they invited somebody to their little church there in Florida. And there were several building projects that they did, but they had to start somewhere. They started in their living room, went to a little church that they tried to fix up really nice, and the door was covered with a curtain, so that it just looked nice. And the lady was there, and service started to move, and people began to worship, and the power of God came into that place, and she was getting more and more nervous. And she was looking around, trying to find the door. The curtain was there, hiding the door, and she couldn't remember where it was. And she was getting more and more nervous and more upset as the power of God moved in a special way. Finally, she just hollered out, "Somebody help me get out of here." Oh, friend, I'm thankful we can be comfortable in the house of God with the move of the Holy Ghost and the touch of God in our lives. Amen. And it was some years ago, and you remember when the tsunami hit in Southeast Asia. You remember when there was thousands that were killed as the tsunami came ashore. But I want to remind you of a little lady in Sri Lanka who did not have anybody to help her move away into higher ground. She didn't have anybody to call upon. Somehow she got lost in the shuffle. But God knew where she was. And she knew where God is. And she called upon the Lord and said, "Lord, I've been faithful to come to your house many times. And now I need you to come to my house and protect me." And I want you to know the testimony of the missionaries was when that wave came in and destroyed areas in that community that she lived in, her house was protected. There was damage on that side. There was damage on this side. There was damage in front and in back. But God protected her and her house because she knew what it was to abide in the presence of God. She knew what it was to have the power of God abiding with her. Ah, thank God that we can have that kind of difference in the blessing of the Lord in our lives. Because that's what it means to abide. And so, John's abiding. All right, some young men here. Get John chapter 5. Get your Bible off the floor, man. Get John chapter 5 here. I'm sorry, John 15. Add 10 more there. John 15. This is a whole chapter about abiding. Abide. And the abiding has a purpose. The Lord doesn't want us just sitting here twiddling our thumbs, doodling on paper, checking on Facebook, texting, playing games. Lord, help us. That's not going on in the house of God. Amen. We're to abide with a purpose. All right. Read verses 4 and 5, AJ. All right, much fruit, much fruit. The Lord emphasizes abide, 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 because there needs to be that production. There needs to be that evidence. There needs to be that awareness. I'm abiding in Him. I belong to Him. He's moving and working through me. He's living in me. And without Him, I can't do anything. I need Him. He's got to abide in me. Praise God and thank the Lord. He desires to do so. Amen. All right, Aaron, verse 6. Now, this abiding is what the Lord emphasized time and time again. Because of the necessity of abiding is what the Lord desires to display in our lives. And thank God that abiding is something that was not lost on the disciples, nor should it be lost in our lives. Abiding. All right, verse 6. 15:6. Uh-oh. Make sure you abide, because you don't want to be a branch that's just cast off and burned. Life is essential. Amen. Our abiding in Him is essential to life being evident in our lives. And thank God there can be that abiding that continues on and on and on. Amen. All right, verse 7. Who's got verse 7? All right. Right there, James. Oh, my words abide in you. The Lord was there with them. The Lord was showing power and majesty and might, resurrection, healing, miracles, strength, provision, blessing. Amen. Majesty over the weather. All of these things He's showing them. And then He's telling them, my words need to abide in you. Hallelujah. Amen. And if it does, then you can ask what you will. Praise God. Sometimes we get that out of order. Sometimes we're thinking, okay, Lord, show your power, show your majesty, show your resurrection, show your strength, show your healing, and then I'll maybe see about abiding with you and your word and so on and become important. No, my words abide in you. Praise God. Important to abide. Thank the Lord. Who's got verse 10? Verse 10. All right, abide in love, because love never fails. Love never quits. Love never gives up. Love never, it's always there. Abide in love and keep commandments. It's interesting how the Lord makes that connection. And it's not something new that He's coming up with. It appears twice in the book of Deuteronomy. Love me and keep my commandments. Love me and keep my commandments. Amen. It's there. And so He's not bringing out anything new. He's helping us to understand, here's where you apply the things that are so important. Here's where you bring forth the abiding that is necessary. And then He gave Himself as an example. That's what I do. I love and I keep His commandments. I obey Him. I walk with Him. Thank God that we can abide in Him. Now, it's real simple how to get in Christ. You hear it on the radio, and there's preached across the land about being in Christ. All you got to do is nod. All you got to do is shake the pastor's hand. All you got to do is sign the enrollment. No, no, no. The Bible lets us know to be in Christ is to be baptized. As many of you as have been baptized into Christ, amen, have put on Christ. Amen. It's not just getting wet. Thank God for the power of the name of Jesus. Thank God for the blessing of the name of Jesus. Thank God for the healing in the name of Jesus. Thank God for the salvation in the name of Jesus. Jesus declared, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not, he let that alternative be there as well. We've got the power of choice. We have free will. We can choose to abide, or we can say bye-bye. God, help us to continue to abide in the Word of God and know how powerful and how blessed His wonderful name is. Jesus said, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him, but you know Him, for He dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Thank God for the power of the Spirit of truth that comes and dwells in us. And moreover, the Lord went on to say, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Thank God it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. And the Word of God lets us know that's the plan that Jesus began to unfold with Nicodemus in private and with everybody in general. Thank God that we can be born of the water. We can be born of the Spirit. We can know what it is to be born again because of the power of God and the Lord declaring through His Word, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And it only happens when we abide in Him. And Paul went on to say, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Thank God. I want to continue abiding in Him and the power of His Spirit, because He is going to appear. When, not if, when He shall appear. The angels promised His return. You men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which was taken up from you today shall so come in like manner, even as you've seen Him go. Praise God. The apostles prophesied His return. The Lord Himself shall descend from heaven. Thank God, we're looking for Him to come again. And Jesus declared, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. You see, the abiding that God has in mind is not just for a time or half a time. It is for all time, desiring that we enter into His presence. When He shall appear. The text says, and John went on in chapter 3 and verse 2 of 1 John, Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. We don't know how it's going to happen. We don't know how it's going to take place. We don't know what mortal putting on immortality is going to be like. We don't know what this corruptible putting on incorruptible is going to be like. It doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Oh, if that's the reward of abiding, that's what I want to keep doing. Hallelujah. If that's the how abiding is going to turn out, I want to continue abiding. Praise God. And not be ashamed. Paul emphasized that statement many, many times. Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Praise God. 2 Timothy 1:12, nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. And then he applies it in a general sense. Romans 5:5. Hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our holy in the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Shed abroad in our hearts. That's where the Holy Ghost abides. The power of God is there. Thank the Lord for His blessing. Hebrews 11 is a wonderful chapter. It talks about people desiring a better country. They were persuaded of the promises of God. They confessed they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. They declared plainly that they were seeking a country. They were not mindful of where they had come from. Otherwise, they'd have gone back to that country. And God, help us not to have a mind full of this country, not to have a mind full of this world, not to have a mind full of carnality, but let our mind be full, praise God, of that heavenly realm where we're going to abide with Him forever. A better country is that heavenly place that the Lord is calling us unto. Wherefore, Hebrews 11:16 says, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He hath prepared for them a city. Oh, friend, that's where I want to go. That's where I want to make it. That's where I want my home to be. That's where I want to abide for all eternity, with a God that's not ashamed to identify with my weakness, a God that's not ashamed to take my sin and wash it clean with His blood, a God who's not ashamed to pour out His Spirit. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Being confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Will perform it, in the margin of my Hebrew Greek Bible, is translated, will finish it. He will finish that work, because He's the author and the finisher. Praise God. The day of Christ is going to come like a thief in the night. How essential to be ready, but be confident. In life or death, thank God, we're going to meet Him. Therefore, we are always confident, the apostle wrote, knowing that whilst we are in home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. We walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Praise God. Either way, it's going to be okay because we're abiding in him. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. That's why I abide with him. Amen. Because this world's not my home. Amen. There's a place that's coming. Hallelujah. That we step into his presence forever and ever. Oh, we want him to abide with us. And thank God he does. That beautiful song on page 16 in your songbooks. We don't sing it, but it's sometimes good just to read through some of those songs because they've got such great words, such tremendous words. Amen. Such theologically true words. Praise God. I need thy presence every passing hour. What by thy grace can for the tempter's power? Who like thyself, my guide, can stay being through cloud and sunshine? Oh, abide with me. Praise God. I'm thankful he can abide with us. But now here's the challenge. Here's what needs to happen. Just as we plead with God, abide with me, Lord. Abide with me, I'm in trouble. Oh, God, abide with me, I'm sick. Lord, abide with me, I've got families that need you. Lord, abide with me. Here's what needs to happen. There's got to be a recognition that says, I'm going to abide with you, Lord, whether you answer my prayer or not. Lord, I'm going to abide with you whether you heal my body or not. Lord, I'm going to abide with you whether your word is fulfilled in my life or not. Lord, I'm going to abide with you. Praise God. And that kind of determination, that kind of devotion, that kind of commitment, that kind of dedication is what the Lord will reward again and again. And thank God he fills us with his Spirit. Thank God we're baptized in his name for remission of every sin that we've ever done. Praise God. And the Lord forgives. The Lord doesn't remember. The Lord doesn't hold it against you. Praise God, because he wants you to abide with him. Hallelujah. Abide in the Greek has this one of these meanings. It means a staying. It's a staying in relationship and in expectancy. Praise God. We stay in relationship with him. We stay expecting his return. And this verse that we read, before him at his coming, we're not going to be ashamed. We're confident it's going to be okay. God's going to work it out. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with a voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. That's the abiding that the Lord wants to fulfill in our lives. We've tasted of the heavenly gift. We've tasted of the powers of the world to come. And if I've had a taste of that, I want more. Praise God. It's like taking one potato chip, and you've got to have some more. Eating one oatmeal raisin cookie, you've got to have some more. Thank God, I want some more of what God has for me. I want those powers and blessings and strength that he makes available. He's giving me the earnest of my inheritance. Any of you who've sold real estate, you've sold property, you entered into an earnest money agreement. Somebody gave you a down payment, a guarantee that there was going to be more coming. You closed the deal and you got the rest of the sale. The Lord says, here, let me give you a taste of what I've got for you. And a 9-year-old girl in Oregon City got a taste of what heaven's going to be like. Praise God. And for 50 years, she stayed faithful through high school when the mini skirts were almost non-existent. And her skirt was down below her knees. And she kept on going. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everybody else is cutting their hair, and her hair's never been cut. Praise God. Everybody else is painting and piercing, and that's never happened to her. Because abiding, friend, Abiding is important. Hallelujah. Staying true, staying strong, continuing on. Praise God. A teenage bride coming to a new place, a new responsibility, a pastor's husband and a pastor she hardly even knew, but for a couple of months. But God provided for her because there's a determination to abide. I'm going to abide. Praise God. And the namby-pamby, I want it all right now. Please satisfy and gratify me right now. I'll give you 5 seconds, Lord. Oh, it didn't happen. Okay, forget it. I'm going somewhere else. Oh, no. Abide. Abide in him. Praise God. I've got to stay with him. I've got to stay. Hallelujah. I've got the down payment in the Holy Ghost, and I want all that God has for me. I want all the rest of it. Praise God. And I'm going to keep abiding in him. John didn't, it wasn't just this verse that we read about abiding. Verse 24, what you have heard, let the word abide in you. Verse 27, the anointing can abide in you. It'll teach you truth. John's example, the last of the apostles, abiding in a place that was not perfect. Not vacation accommodations. Not a beautiful resort that he could have. No, he was in prison, working a salt mine, 90 plus years old. But he's still abiding. And he writes, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Another place he says, I was carried away in the Spirit. Praise God. That's how you keep abiding. Amen. He wrote about bearing record. Revelation 1:2, he said, I bear record of the word of God. I bear record of the testimony of Jesus Christ. All the things that he saw, he didn't deviate. He did not become distracted. He did not detour. He continued to abide. We've got to stand. Thank God we can abide in him. In his word, in his anointing, in his power, in his blessing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, man. 50th anniversary service is going on in September. God moving in a tremendous way. Our minds turning back to the different events, the different things that have happened, the testimonies of people who shared about how the Lord was faithful, how the Lord blessed. The Churchill leaned over to me and said, you know, we need to take a drive down to Kisilov. Take a drive down to Kisilov. Two little plots of ground. Brother and sister Lynch. Abide. Abide in one sense. There's the earthly body. There's those graves. That's where they rest. We know they're in the presence of the Lord. We know they're rejoicing and new body. Praise God. Not one racked with emphysema. Not one 9 decades old. Worshiping, praising, exalting. Hallelujah. But the dead in Christ are going to rise first. And we're going to rise to meet them. Please don't leave. I need you to come back, Shane. I need you to come back. Now, I'm thrilled with the fact that we're going to be in the presence of the Lord forever. And rejoicing about the victories that God has given to us, rejoicing of the times that we've seen, Brother and Sister French, and rejoicing in the 50 years that the Sterling Church has been here, and all the other situations that across the district we can rejoice in. But here's the benefit of abiding. we're going to be able to share more victories. We're going to be able to tell more of what God has done. We're going to be able to share more of how God showed his power. We're going to be able to let others know, or let those who have gone on, brother and sister French, brother and sister Crumpacker, amen. Oh, it's tremendous. Hallelujah. Brother and sister Crumpacker, you flew out to King Salmon. You first started renovating that old ice house as the church now. And Andrea is going to be able to tell him about, her name's Tia. Tia got the Holy Ghost, 15 years old. Amen. Oh, we can rejoice of what the Lord did when the Crumpackers were out there. But thank God there's a new report. Somebody new got the Holy Ghost. Another one baptized in Jesus' name. Because that's what happens when you abide. Abide. Not here today, gone tomorrow. Not a 5-minute Christian, that's it. Okay, then we're done. Oh, no. Abiding in his presence. Praise God. Faithfully following him. Faithfully serving him. Walking with him. Amen. We keep abiding. Glory to God. Close your eyes for just a moment now. Think about what it means to abide. Think about the Lord and how he would be abiding with you, abiding in your problems, abiding in your home, abiding in your situations. The Lord abiding. No, his invitation, let my word abide in you. Let my anointing abide in you. Abide in me. Praise God. Praise God. And no telling the victories that he has in store for us. No imagining the power that God wants to display. Amen. Thank God we can abide in him. Amen. Now, would you open your eyes and just make your way to this altar today? Just come up and stand now. We want the Lord to help us to abide. We want the Lord to minister in our lives, minister by his Spirit. Touch us in the Holy Ghost. Thank God that abiding is what the Lord is able to do for us. Let's reach out and ask him to help us to abide. Amen. Oh God, that we can abide in your presence. Oh God, that we can follow after you and serve you. Oh yeah, come on, let's talk to the Lord. Make those commitments, make that promise, make that vow. Oh God, help me to abide in you. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Glory to your name, glory to your name. Yes, Jesus, yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, I need your Spirit to abide, God. Oh, that I can abide in your presence, that I can abide in your word, that I can abide in your house. Oh God, oh God, oh God.